The South Australian Regional Blueprint has just been launched to help the regions recover, reimagine and rebuild. Joining me to discuss what this means is CEO of RDA, Adelaide Hills, Fleurieu and Kangaroo Island. It's Damien Cook. Hi, Damien.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Excellent. Now, what is this blueprint for exactly?
Yeah, look, it's basically an initiative of South Australia's Regional Development Australia peak body, Regional Development South Australia, which is a collaboration of all the chairs from the RDAs across the state. What they have decided to do here is to put together a blueprint which really leads towards a coordinated approach to the economic recovery after COVID-19. As you know, it's identified in the document, there's been a decrease in gross regional products of about 7.6%, and there's been a decrease of the number of full-time jobs available at 6.1%. So what this document does, it really identifies the key infrastructure projects across regional South Australia that can drive economic recovery.
Yeah, why is infrastructure so important in this recovery?
Because it really drives economic growth. So, you know, what we've identified is, you know, nearly $28 billion worth of projects across regional South Australia. Now, if only 10% of those projects, you know, go ahead and get prioritised and brought forward, that's a considerable, you know, increase in gross regional product for the region.
Tell us about a few of the major projects that you're advocating for in regards to your area.
Well, there's the old chestnut of, you know, the major rail bypass to get freight rail out of the Adelaide Hills. So that's a $6 billion project that could actually be brought forward. It's a massive project as far as the state's concerned. So we put that right up the top of our list. Not only does it actually take rail freight out of the Adelaide Hills, it actually drives efficiency, the whole of east-west freight movement, and it also opens up that existing corridor to perhaps look at something like Oban or something along those lines. So they're the sorts of projects that we've identified.
Oh, right. What about in relation to tourism and things like that?
Regional tourism is obviously a big thing. We've got a project based on the main street of Harndorf at the moment to look at you know, the reinvigoration of that actual street. That's been decimated by COVID and bushfires, obviously. So, you know, it's about a $3 million project to actually redevelop the main street of Harndorf, which would actually be a real tourism icon.
With me at the moment is Damien Cook from Regional Development Australia, Hills, Fleurieu and Kangaroo Island. The SA Regional Blueprint is out. What are some other priorities in the region?
Oh, there's all the usual ones, you know, sort of regional roads. There's miles and miles of roads across the region that need to be redeveloped. Long Valley Road is, you know, a road that seems to, you know, have a disproportionate high number of fatalities and injuries. So, you know, bringing that project forward and getting that happening would also be, you know, very, very beneficial, not only for the economy, but for road safety in general.
Yeah, and with regards to what you mentioned before with trains as well, it's going to get bigger and bigger, the population in the hills, isn't it? And planning for that is important.
Yeah, well, you know, we're looking at the population of Mount Barker alone sort of increasing over the next 20 years by nearly 60%. Now, you can imagine the pressure on the freeway already with commuter traffic. So to bring forward, you know, to increase that by that level is going to make it almost unworkable. So, you know, we're certainly working with Department of Transport and Industry to look at strategies for how public transport can become more efficient, increase park and ride facilities across the hills, you know, just to keep the pressure off that freeway.
How important is our region, the Hills, Fleurieu and Kao region, in terms of economic activity in SA, Damien Cook?
Well, if you look at, you know, the regional regional gross regional product for regional South Australia is $27 billion. The Adelaide Hills and Fleurieu alone is worth about $5.4 billion. So you know, that's a significant piece of the overall regional economic activity comes out of the Adelaide Hills, the Fleurieu and Kangaroo Island.
Wow. Yeah. How do you feel about the future and you know, recovering post-COVID?
We have to be positive, don't we? We can't afford to sort of get down to the dumps about it. Now, look, I really do think that this region in particular is very well placed. There's a lot of pent-up demand, domestically, which we're seeing happen, you know, through the regions already. Just over the weekend, there was, you know, hectic activity in the restaurants and cafes across the Adelaide Hills, which is good to see. And I think as the borders open up across Australia and we come into the spring and summer months, the Adelaide Hills is going to be a destination of choice.
Great. So the jointly constructed SA Regional Blueprint from RDA, you're encouraging businesses and government, you know, departments and private investors to take a look at it?
Absolutely. We've circulated it very, very heavily. So it's gone to all federal and state government departments. It's gone to all local governments. And it's gone through all of the industry associations as well. So, you know, we're encouraging everybody to have a look at this and really, really work towards a coordinated recovery response from COVID-19.
Thanks so much for your time today, Damien.
Really my pleasure, Jen. Good to chat.